those hands together. Can you stand all over the building? And give God the glory. This is a celebration. 16 years of pastoring. That's got to be hard. That can't be easy. That's got to be difficult. But with God, all things are possible. God is good. You can be seated. Pastor Jamal Bryan already preached. And he preached my message, believe it or not. But that means, God, we're on one accord. Amen. Amen. We're going to do a little bit of praise and worship. I thank God for this pastor here, Pastor Armstrong. I thank God. He's my friend. I thank him from the first time I met him. I thank God for him and his lovely wife. I never met you, but it's so good to see you. I thank God for you. This is an honor and a privilege. And I am so humbled to be standing here. And I say thank you once again. All right, we're going to do praise and worship real quick, and then we're going to get into the word. How many know that God is awesome? God is awesome. Come on, put those hands together. Oh, oh, oh. Up here. I feel like I'm at home. Yeah. Come on, say, oh Lord,
Lord, you are awesome.
Oh, oh,
oh, Lord, you are awesome.
Yeah, 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 yes.
Oh, you are awesome.
Come on, you can put those hands together.
It wasn't for your love.
It wasn't.
It wasn't for your grace.
I don't know
where I'd be without you.
If it wasn't for your love.
If it wasn't for your love.
If it wasn't for your grace.
Wasn't for your grace.
I don't know
where I'd be without you.
Hey!
our praise is our God.
Come on, come on, we're celebrating.
Sing with me, how great
is our God.
Oh, sing our praise.
Our praise
is our God.
Keep playing, keep playing. Come on, clap those hands, clap those hands. Come on, musicians, come on. Keep playing. Keep playing. Hey, now listen. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. Oh, more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you that I love you more than anything. That's right, y'all can sing it with me. Sing!
I love you, Jesus.
I worship and
adore
you. I just want to tell you.
Just want to tell you.
Lord, I love you
more than anything.
There's nobody I love more than you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
I worship
and adore.
Just want to tell you, Lord,
I love you more than anything.
Lord, think about what you love more than anything. Come on, say, I love you, Jesus. Come on, Mary. Let's give the Lord some praise. Come on, let's give the Lord some praise. Amen. Come on, where my worshipers at? Come on, worshipers. 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 I need your help in here. Come on, I need your help. I need your help. I need your help. That's all right. You can worship him. You love him. We don't know what God has done for you. Only you know. That's why I sing. Because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. Do I have anybody free? Are you free on this morning? Act like you're free. You know, I don't know if you've been to jail or not, but act like you're free. And did that happen in bondage? Woo, no chains holding me. Yes, Lord, I know this is Holy Week. And this is the Sunday that Jesus triumphed into Jerusalem. And we give him honor and we sing Hosanna. Hosanna means save me, deliver me. Am I right about it? So on today, there is a word from the Lord. Let me give honor as I have given honor to the pastor here and his wife. I give honor to my father, my sister back there, my nephew, my cousin, all that came to support me. Please stand if you don't mind. All right. So Rashid, thank God for you. It's good to have support. It's good when people follow you. I mean, you must be doing something right. People don't follow folks that ain't doing nothing right. I thank God for you. I thank God for Shiloh. I feel like I'm at home. I have played here for 3 months from November to January. Some of you all probably didn't know I was hiding over there in the corner. I was the little quiet one. She's like, you got a big mouth now, huh? I love Jesus. You love him? If you don't, there's something wrong with you. Amen. And I give honor to all that is here. I thank God for what he is doing in my life. I thank God what he's about to do. There's something great getting ready to happen here. Something great is getting ready to come upon the city of Trenton. Do you believe it? There's a change that's getting ready to take place. I thank God for you. If you have your Bibles, let's open our Bibles. We're going to get right into the Word. Amen. We're going to get into the Word. And I prayed and I asked God, what can I say to a pastor that's been pastoring for 16 years, longer than I've been preaching? But there is a word from the Lord, because all you have to do is ask and believe, and God will give you what to say. 2 Timothy 4, 1 through 5. 2 Timothy 4, 1 through 5. If you're there, say amen. Amen. Everybody's there? All right. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season. Out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned into fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of our ministry. Verse 2 says, preach the word. Repeat after me, preach the word. Preach the word. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you right now for this time, and we thank you for this hour that we come before your people to give a word of God. God, let me speak with clarity and understanding, and incline the people of God's ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. I have studied, but I need you to show up. God, I have prepared, but I need you to preach. Anoint me, Lord. Hide me behind the cross. Anoint me with power and authority. I humble myself to you, that I hear exactly what you're saying in my ear, that I speak with my lips to your people, and only your word shall I speak. We thank you right now in Jesus' name. We pray, amen. You may be seated. Preach the word. In coming to chapter 4, we come to the last chapter of this tremendous epistle from the beloved Paul to his son in the faith, Timothy. This is a sacred chapter, sacred ground, in many ways, precious territory. This is Paul's last letter to Timothy. At the time of writing this letter, Emperor Nero was attempting to stop the spread of the Christian faith in Rome by severely persecuting believers. The chapter has to be filled with emotions because Paul was abandoned by most of his friends and was aware that his ministry was over and death was near. Amen. Paul was writing to Timothy because Timothy was having a difficult time with ministry. Amen. He was having a difficult time. And part of the reason why a lot of us have difficult time, this reason for Timothy, is because they despised him. Because he was young and they looked down or condescendingly on him. Paul, knowing that Timothy was a timid man and facing hardship and realizing the prospect of severe persecution from outside of the church and false teaching from within the church. We're experiencing that now, people of God, where we're having people on the outside persecuting us because we love Jesus. People are persecuting us because we want to come to church. People are persecuting us because we don't want to do what the world does. And then on the flip side of that, we're having problems within the church because we want to preach holiness and we don't want to use anything but the word of God. We don't want to substitute it for what we believe in our philosophy. So we have false teachers on the inside that was giving Timothy a hard time. So Paul exhorts to Timothy to guard the gospel and to preach the word. Amen. Endure hardship and fulfill his charge. Because throughout the history of the church, people of God, some have always refused to love sound doctrine. But at the end, as the end is drawing near, and how many of you know that we're coming to a time that Jesus is soon to come? We are living in the last days. Amen. We see signs and wonders. We see mothers and fathers against their daughters and sons against their fathers. They're killing one another, slashing people's faces, going in theaters, shooting up the... We're in the last days. Coming in churches and shooting preachers and the pastors. We are in the last days. And people refuse to hear the sound doctrine. So the situation is growing worse. Amen? Many will profess to be Christians, gather at churches as we do today, appear to reverence God, but will not tolerate the sound doctrine. They will not tolerate the apostolic faith or the biblical demands to separate from unrighteousness. Sound biblical preaching from a man or woman of God will no longer be endured or tolerated by many within our churches. I'm painting a picture here. Those who will turn from the truth would want you and me, Pastor, to preach sermons that demand less than the true gospel. We're living in that today. They will not accept God's word when we speak of repentance. Dare not talk about sin, damnation, and the necessity of holiness and separation from the world. Look here in verse 3. Paul was telling Timothy that these professing, Bible-toting, big collar-wearing preachers and teachers, believers will not seek pastors according to the standard of God. Amen, somebody. They will not seek these type of preachers or pastors that God is calling. They are going to seek self-seeking people with worldly desires like them. Y'all getting quiet on me? Listen to what I'm saying. They don't want to seek preachers or pastors who have the heart of God. They're seeking worldly self-desire pastors. They will choose preachers with gifts of oratory, the ability to entertain and to perform. You know, you speak well. You have about 4 or 5 degrees. You know how it is. We want somebody who can really perform and entertain. But I don't find it nowhere in the Bible where God told us to entertain anybody. I never seen anywhere in the word what he said that we are to perform. We are not circus leaders. Amen, somebody. We are not circus leaders. He's never said walk the pews and swing from the chandeliers. And he never said climb the walls like Spider-Man. He never said, and then you come down with no power. Never in the word did we see that. But this is what they're seeking for. They're looking for flesh, entertainment, itching ears. Pastor Armstrong, we are living in that world today where the people only want to hear prosperity sermons. They want to hear money cometh to me and it comes now. That's what they want to hear. They want to hear, I'm going to get a big house. I'm going to live in the majestic knolls and I'm going to have a beautiful wife and a beautiful husband and kids. And listen, there's nothing wrong with that. Those type of messages are good because 3 John 2 said, beloved, I wish above all things that they'll prosper and be in health, even as their soul prospered. I believe in prosperity, but I also believe that God is a God of order. In Matthew 6 and 33 says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things, big houses and big cars and a big job making a lot of money, shall be added unto you. Those are the benefits of serving God. Amen, somebody. So preach the word. Now look here. To unfold the command that Paul had for Timothy, we will ask first, what is the word? What is the word? And second, what it means to preach it. What is the word that Paul was talking about here in the second book of Timothy? We can see two clues in the immediate context. First and second Timothy, if you back up a couple of scriptures here, all scriptures is given by inspiration of God. Amen. And is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness. And then verse 17 said that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work. So Paul affirms that all scripture is inspired by God. The word inspired in Greek means theopneustos. I had to practice that a long time there. Theopneustos, which comes from two Greek words. Theos, meaning God, and neos, meaning breathe. So that means God's inspired words breathes life. Isn't that interesting? That's very interesting. That means the inspired word of God's word breathes life. And when we preach anything other than God's inspired word, we breathe death. Think about it. Preach the word, but preach life. So, Pastor, when we preach God's word with the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit breathes life into a dead life. It breathes life into a dead situation. It breathes life into any dead problem. It breathes life into your dead dreams. So we must fill our mouths with life and not death. The inspired word of God is the expression of God's wisdom and the character, and is therefore able to give wisdom and spiritual life through the faith in Jesus Christ. Isn't that good news? Yes, it is. The second clue that we can see about the word in these verses is in 2 Timothy 4 and 3. I hope you kept your Bible open, right? In 4 and 3, which gives the reason for preaching the word, Pastor. Preach the word, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. Now I ask myself the question. Why does Paul say preach the word? Not just teach it. He didn't say just read it. He didn't say just memorize it, not to just share it, but he says preach it. What does that mean? Preaching is not just explaining or teaching. Preaching is what a town crier does when there is a message from the king. Preaching is what men and women of God do when God has a word to give to his people. We must cry loud and spare not, and lift up our voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgressions and the house of Jacob's their sin. We must tell the people of God that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Amen. Preaching is not just explaining, but it's crying loud. When we as messengers fail to point out the sins of the people, we are not faithful to God's call. There is this false doctrine that is being preached in our churches that is not of God. Amen, somebody. There is a lot of false preaching and false doctrine that is being preached in our churches today. I'm not saying here, because I know this man of God is a man of God. They are preaching that no matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter who you do it with, Jesus loves you and he cares because of his grace. Yes, I agree. Jesus loves us and he cares. But Romans 6 and 1 say, well then, should we keep on sinning so that God can show us more and more of his wonderful grace? Listen, his grace is everlasting, and it says it never runs out. But guess what? Your time does. Your time runs out. His grace never runs out, but your time will. Don't let him catch you with your works undone. That's what mama used just to say, oh, I give honor to mama. Yes. Don't let them catch you with your works undone. So of course not. We are not to continue in sin. We are living in a time where leaders are tolerating immorality within the church. Why is this going on? People of God, it's because they don't want to, they want to make you feel comfortable. I don't want anybody to feel comfortable around me. If you're not living holy and you're not living righteous, I don't want you to feel that you can just curse and swear around me. I don't want you to think that you can just say, can we do this? I want you to respect me as a woman of God because I respect myself. But if you can feel comfortable doing that around me, then I must check myself. Amen. I'm not going to check you because you're doing what you do. I need to check myself. Why am I so comfortable being around you? Because evidently there's something wrong with my walk. So I don't want you to feel comfortable. But they're allowing this so that we don't make you feel uncomfortable. You know, leaders are afraid of losing membership. They're afraid of losing money. And they're afraid of losing their positions. But I believe the real reason why some of these leaders are tolerating immorality within the church is because they are living the same way. They are practicing the same thing. And guess what? The people of God know about it. It makes it hard for you to correct somebody when you're doing what they're doing. It's kind of hard to say that you shouldn't do this and you're doing the same thing. This is what we have in our churches. Y'all with me? I didn't lose you. Okay. I have never seen such boldness, disrespect, and no reverence for the church of God. This type of preaching and behavior from these false preachers and prophets allow the people to think they can live any kind of way and do whatever they want to do with whomever they want to do it with and still confess salvation and inherit the kingdom of God. But this is not so. And this is not what God is calling for. Paul was teaching Timothy through these letters that he needed to contend with the false teachers. We need to separate from people, churches and institutes that have the form of godliness, but deny the power of God. Everything is right. You can sing and you can dance, but you have no power. You can preach and you can sing, but you have no anointing. God is tired of this, and it's not working. We need to stop preaching these watered down, distorted, compromising messages and preach the word of God. God's written word must be the ultimate guide to the truth and practice. People today are starving for God. Word don't know what to do. They are starving for the word and they don't know what to do. They are hungry and they are reaching out and grasping for the truth. They realize the vacancies in their life, the hollow places, the shallow places, the lack of insight and the lack of understanding. They cannot solve the problems and the dilemmas in their life. And you want to know why? That's because they are being offered a lot of substance that don't help. And this is why there is no healing and there is no deliverance and there's no change being broken in the lives of the people. There is no transformation because repentance is not being preached. Matthew 4:17 says, for the time that Jesus began to preach, he preached, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Preach the word. It means to speak it from a heart that is moved by it. Exhort in the word. That means to announce it. Speak it from amazing news. Speak it from a man of God that is living what he's preaching. The church has so many preachers who are preaching the word of God and can't even keep their own word. Can't be faithful to their own wives. You can't even trust them with money. But Shiloh, aren't you glad that the Lord has blessed you with a pastor according to his heart that will feed you the knowledge and the understanding of God's word? Who, one who will study hard to know how to teach and rightly discern biblical teaching. A man of God that is capable of rightly dividing the word of truth. A man of God that preaches repentance. One who is living what he is preaching. preaching, one that has the character and the integrity of God. Pastor Armstrong, I stopped by here this morning to encourage you to preach the word, to preserve the faith by passing it on, the truth, to faithful men and women who will teach it to others. Pastor Armstrong, I admonish you to suffer hardship as a good soldier, to serve God diligently, and to handle the word of truth adequately, to separate yourself from those who depart from the apostolic truth. Continue to keep yourself pure and labor patiently as a teacher. Remain uncompromisingly faithful to the gospel, to guard the truth diligently. God is doing a new thing in your life. He's doing a new thing in your church. He's doing a new thing in your ministry. So don't worry about those who abandoned you and those who have betrayed you. You must understand that God is in control. God is shifting some things. He is sifting and separating the weed from the tear, because where God is taking you. Where God is taking you. They couldn't go anyway. Where God is taking you, they were not ready to go. So Pastor Armstrong, it was God that counted you these 16 years. And because you've been faithful, and because you've been true, and because you've been diligently, His favor is upon you. As you move forward in your new season, I encourage you to preach the word with power and authority. Preach the word until the fire of the Holy Ghost fall in this place. Preach the word until demons tremble at the sound of your voice. Preach the word until souls are convicted, until sinners run and say, what must I do to be saved? Until backsliders come back to Jesus. Preach the word until the anointing break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. Can't you hear the chains falling? You gotta hear in the spirit. Break every chain. Break every chain of drug addiction. Break every chain of alcohol addiction. Break the chain of cancer. Until tumors dry up. Until the lame begin to walk. Until the dumb begin to talk. Preach the word until chain of homosexuality and lesbianism is broke. Break the chain. Preach the word until you breathe life back into every broken marriage. Preach the word until strongholds are pulled down, until gang members become members of the body of Christ. Preach the word until the city of Trenton fall on her knees and pray and seek God's face, repent and turn from her wicked ways. If this city will do this thing, God said He will forgive their sins and restore the capital of Trenton, New Jersey. Seek God's face. We are living in the last days, and the sinful tendency of man are increasing. Pastor Armstrong, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort to all believers with all long suffering and doctrine. For the Bible says, the Bible says, the Bible says, in Joshua 1:9, be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with you, and wherever you go, He is with you. So hold on to God's unchanging hand. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Don't let go. Don't give up, and don't give in. Preach the word. Hallelujah. Yeah, come on, come on, people of God. Don't you want to see the chain broken? Don't you want to see the city of Trenton come back to life? This drugs is taking over. Gang members is taking over. And the people of God are sitting up in the church doing nothing. Come on, people of God. He has given us the power and the authority. That means the strength and the ability. The authority.
sovereignty means the right to take back your city, to take back your family, to take back your finances, to take back your health. Preach the word, man of God. Hallelujah. Stand on your feet and give God praise. If you're able to stand, you ought to give the God the glory. You ought to give God some praise. If you broke any change in your life, you ought to lift those hands and give him the glory. You ought to lift those hands and give him the honor. If you break the chain of sickness, you ought to give him glory. If you break the chain of poverty, you ought to give him the praise. I feel a war cry. Hey, hey, hey. Come on, people of God. Don't leave me out here. Hey, hey. Come on and give the Lord the glory. Come on and give the Lord some praise. Clap those hands, all you people, and shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Come on. It said Jesus triumph to Jerusalem on a donkey. You're standing on your two feet. You want to triumph. And clap those hands. Come on, come on. Come on, come on. Hey. Come on, people of God. Hallelujah. God is awesome, isn't he? He's, hey, watch it now, watch it. I believe in dancing and giving God praise. Come on, come on. You ought to give him the glory. You ought to give him the praise. You ought to give him the glory. Give him the praise. Clap the hands, clap the hands, clap the hands, clap the hands. Clap the hands, clap the hands, clap the hands, clap the hands, clap them. Hey! Stop your feet, stop your feet, stop your feet, stop your feet, stop them. Hey! Is here. Can't you feel him? Ah! Yeah! Hallelujah! I'm done.
Amen. Have you been blessed? Have you been blessed? Amen. Amen.
sing. Oh, oh, oh.